Back at all, the noises hurt her. She just put her hands over her ears. They just bothered the dickens out of her. Did you have an orchard on the farm?
Sure.
Did you raise peaches?
Plenty of them.
What do you call the center of a peach?
The center of a peach is the, of course, the seed, the center.
Mm-hmm.
I always called it the center.
And how about a peach that has meat that sticks to the seed?
That's a cling.
And one that has loose flesh?
Freestone.
Uh-huh. What do you call the center of a cherry?
Center of a cherry?
Uh-huh.
Never heard it. Don't know.
Or the hard part in a cherry?
That's the seed, all I know.
Mm-hmm. How about the center of an apple?
The core.
Mm-hmm. Any special word for dried pieces of apple?
Dried apples.
Uh-huh.
That's, I was raised on them.
You ever hear those called snits?
Never did.
That's that German term.
I never heard it now. That's news to me.
Uh-huh. That's a good Pennsylvania expression.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that.
Hasn't come this far.
Yeah.
If it has, it hasn't stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Did you raise potatoes on the farm?
Plenty of them.
Yellow ones, white ones?
In the Irish potatoes, always the white one.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato, we use the yellow ones.
And did you raise those little nut-like things that grow under the ground, have a shell, you roast them and eat them?
Let's see now.
How are you raising peanuts?
Peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
Goobers?
Goobers.
Oh, yeah. Raised them all over lives.
Now, is there a difference between peanuts and goobers?
Mm-hmm. If there was in our day, I don't think there's any difference, but we was raised on what we call a Spanish peanut, and that was a little peanut.
Uh-huh.
But if they really wanted to go into...
They raise them commercially over the almond sticks, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's peanuts.
Where?
Over in the Caddo. East of here now. They raise them just like we do.
Did you say over in the sticks?
Yeah, she said in the sticks. That meant over here in the...
That means the back country.
Yeah, the back...
There's trees over there.
We always refer to Caddo County over here as being sticks. And they refer to us, you know, being over the
sideline. I never say that.
What do you call people from that area, from out in the sticks?
Well,
we just
refer to them as Arkansasers. I don't know why now. You don't quote me.
Not hillbillies or anything like that, huh?
Hillbillies.
That means somebody from in the sticks.
That's the guy from the sticks is a hillbilly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to ask you about the difference between peanuts and goobers. Or is there one?
No, I don't think so. We was taught that the goober was the big one and the peanut was the little one.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't think that's true at all.
Did you have walnuts?
Walnuts?
Uh-huh.
We could never raise anything except what grew the wild. That was the black walnut.
Uh-huh. What do you call a green part on the walnut?
Call it skin.
And inside that, the hard part?
Mm-hmm. That was the walnut itself, and then the kernel was in that hard part.
Was the kernel ever called a goody?
Not I never called it.
I guess that's an Eastern
term. I never heard it.
You crack the nut and there's the goody.
Yeah.
Did you raise other nuts?
Well, of course there was always just a few pecans. Not very many in this country, but there's a few. There's a few pecan trees out here on my right close to my farm now.
Mm. Good pecan trees. A pretty valuable thing, isn't it?
They are where they will. They're not here, but because it's too cold. And,
uh-huh.
You see, we're just too far to drive north.
Uh-huh.
But now you go 40 miles south down here around these mountains, the pecans are very, very, very thrifty.
Mm.
But they're no good here.
What did you get right in the tip of your sock on Christmas Day when you were a boy?
Well, fortunately, unfortunately, I mean, we never had very much money to operate on. We usually get apple, package of chewing gum, and a few nuts,
mm-hmm.
and then a handkerchief for a present or something mm-hmm. like that, or later on, Paris, with socks or something. Mm-hmm.
Did you get other fruit ever?
Food?
Fruit.
Yeah, we'd get.